Q94, your mountain of rock, and again, it's a morning adventure. We've got all kinds of great rock and roll still yet to come, but we're going to visit with another high school football coach, and we're headed to Douglas County to talk with Ava Bears head coach, Casey Merrifield. How are we doing, Coach?
Doing great, and you, Gary?
Fantastic. It's that time of year again. It is here, and how did the summer and off season go for you and your Ava Bears?
You know, had a really good summer. Had great participation across the board. Was pretty concerned that our numbers may be down this year, but we got right back to the 50 mark, which is kind of the high water spot for us. So we've got a great turnout of kids, and all those kids worked hard all summer long.
Yeah, 50's a good number. You know, for a 2, 3A school, I mean, we always want more, but 50 is a really good number, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, that's it's kind of our goal is where we want to be. We want to get right there to that 50 number. You know, obviously, we'd love to be at 70 or 80 like some of these bigger schools, but we just don't have that many athletes walking the halls. So if we can get to 50, we feel like we've had a great turnout.
Will you have a freshman schedule?
We try to play an extra two quarters on Monday night anytime we get a chance. So it's not a true freshman schedule, but if we can get an extra two quarters of football on Monday night, we feel like we're getting everybody the playing time they deserve.
Yeah, I mean, that is so huge. You know, I mean, you're a freshman, and, you know, maybe you've not quite yet developed, and to be not – to know that at least you're going to get some, you know, some field time, some live action, that goes a long way to keep those kids coming out for high school football, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you show up, you put all the hard work in the heat of practice. Nobody enjoys practice. I don't think coaches even have a good time there. You know, you're looking for your reward, and that's playing time in a game. So we do everything we can to make sure those kids get that chance.
Well, you've had a summer to heal up, too. You know, you should have got some returners, you know, especially at quarterback. That's a good place to start, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I'm amazed by the transformation Aiden Lane's made at quarterback. You know, he's always been a great athlete, but I feel like the last 12 months he's turned into a great leader. And he's kind of been, you know, the guy that keeps everybody in check and makes sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to. And he went from a good football player to a great young man. And when you're a great young man, football comes easy.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I mean, you had some just a fantastic group of players that you lost to graduation, and that gives opportunities for a lot of young players. Who are you pretty excited to see out there for Ava Bear football?
You know, I think, you know, in the backfield, we lose Hunter Adams, who's been a constant for us the last 4 years when he was healthy, and there's no replacing Hunter, but we've got two guys that we're going to have a thunder and a lightning situation back there now. To Ben Stewart and Gunnar Evans are going to split carries for us at the fullback role, and we're excited to see what happens with those two. And, you know, and talking about getting healed up, we have Grant Swadesh, who's going to be a junior for us, that we expected really big things out of last year as a sophomore, and he just battled injury all year. So we're hoping he can have a healthy junior year and put up the kind of numbers we know he's capable of.
Well, week one, who do you have? It looks like Buffalo. You're going to be hosting Buffalo. And what can you tell us about them?
You know, haven't seen any of Buffalo this summer. Really don't know a lot. You know, Coach Ed Phillips does a really good job up there. And they're probably the most, on offense, probably the most extreme changes that you'll ever see, you know, since we've been playing them. They will go everywhere from empty and be five wide to an unbalanced set where they've got pretty much everybody on the line of scrimmage except for two guys, and they're just trying to run it down your throat. So we really like the week one matchup because it makes us be prepared for anything and everything, and we feel like it gets us ready for moving forward.
Boy, then you hit a gauntlet week two, three, and four. Wow, Rogersville, Mountain Grove, and Liberty. That's a tough stretch right there.
It sure is, you know, and we're going to find out what we're made out of early. I think the way our schedule's set up, you know, we find out pretty quick just what we are. You know, I think everybody in the conference knows that Grove and Liberty are right there in the front runners, and we get a chance early to show that we belong in that conversation as well.
Now, will the Ava Bears be taking part in a jamboree?
We do not jamboree. No, we stopped doing that a few years ago. We feel like we can control with practice and get just the same benefits of a jamboree right here at home, and we can have the quick whistle and don't worry about injuries for one more Friday night.
Yeah, that's such a big deal. Class 1, 2, and 3. I mean, all classes, but more so Class 1, Class 2, Class 3. Man, avoiding the injury bug is just, I mean, it's kind of the season in a sense, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it's one of those things that when you lose the right one kid in Class 2 or 3 football, it can really, really put you in a bad spot. And if you lose the right two or three, you know, you hate to say that you don't have anybody to back them up, because we're fortunate enough, we've got other guys. But when you lose one of those top two or three guys, it can really, really derail a season in a hurry. So that's something we're putting a lot of focus on is, you know, preparing our bodies for what's coming and just trying to stay healthy and see what we can accomplish.
Well, any additions to the coaching staff? You'd had Coach Baird and Claverhagen and Gastineau. Is all three there, or any more added?
So our staff's going to be the same as last year at the high school level, with Coach Clevenhagen, Coach Baird, Coach Mendel, and Coach Johnson. And the junior high level, we got Coach Gastineau, and we were very fortunate we got to hire Hunter Adams as an assistant junior high coach. So still part of the program. We counted on him for 4 years on Friday nights. Now he's going to go back into the junior high level and help the program there.
Oh, that's outstanding. I love hearing that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, such a good young man, and played so hard, and the adversity he had to overcome just to be able to get back out there his senior year. You know, I mean, I just tip my hat to him, because there's a lot of kids that would not have done that.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. He's a special young man.
Hey, we appreciate you again, head coach of the Ava Bears, Casey Merrifield, and we'll be checking in on you on Friday mornings, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Gary.